My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Coming up at 9, I have arranged a mystery guest for all of you. Do you want another clue?
Yes.
I can give you a clue about the occupation, if that would help.
Yeah.
All right. The space in which. You want to guess at what space the individual works in?
Music.
Music?
Yes.
You think it might be music?
That's my guess.
I'm going to guess the CDC.
No.
Oh.
Music, wrong.
Okay.
Food. Football.
Huh?
Football.
Football, you're being very specific. Not football. Food?
I'm guessed food.
I guess
not,
food.
Not food.
Sports?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank
baseball.
God.
Yeah,
finally.
Thank God. Sports. I'm not saying anything else. That's
yeah, it's
it.
For Curtis, so it's baseball.
Because Curtis loves baseball.
Oh, man, let's play two.
Sports.
Sports. 9 o'clock.
All right.
I think I know who it is.
Nine o'clock.
We'll see.
All right. We got to get back to the rest of the news.
If it's Ken, I'm going to be pissed.
It's not
okay.
Mr. Baseball, Ken Laird.
Worcester police are investigating a fourth armed robbery of pizza delivery drivers.
Oh, very dangerous job.
Very.
Oh. Used to be in this country, the most dangerous job
really?
Was, does anybody know? Anybody?
Bank.
Bank teller?
No, drivers. What the hell?
Oh,
armored car drivers.
No.
Wasn't it convenience store clerks?
Yes,
oh,
Shime.
Good one.
It.
That is
but
a good
now
one.
Now I would guess maybe it's pizza delivery driver.
Yeah, the latest robbery happened early yesterday morning around 1:15 a.m. The guy was delivering a pizza when two men approached him demanding money. One of the men had a gun. This is the fourth pizza delivery driver in the last 2 months, all coming from different shops.
Right.
Yeah. We have some audio here from the pizza delivery driver.
Dale here.
Okay. Oh.
He's doing very well, Dale.
Oh, yeah, I saw him at the Jimmy Fund.
Okay.
He looked good. It looked like he was robbing pizza people.
Okay, all right. What's next?
Greg, you were upset yesterday that Connecticut put up signs declaring that they're the basketball capital of the world.
Yeah.
They also put up signs saying they're the pizza capital of America.
Yeah.
And the governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, on your side here, very upset.
Yeah,
when it comes.
Okay.
Abeats.
Can
Abeats.
You say Abeats, please?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Abeats.
They do argue that because of New Haven.
Yeah, Mystic Pizza.
I have. Well, I don't think Mystic Pizza is in
Pepe's.
New Haven. That's not.
Oh, really?
No. It's in Mystic.
Never had Connecticut pizza, but I heard it's good.
But that's okay.
This has been a short week, but it has been a banger.
It really has.
Huh?
That
but you got
sense.
Frank Pepe's.
Mystic Pizza.
Well, I just knew it from
owned
the
by the Mystic family.
Abby. Yeah, 56 West Main Street, Mystic, yes. Connecticut. All right. Nailed it.
It was owned by the Mystic family.
but the... I don't... I mean, pizza... like, I mean, it came from another country anyway, did it not? Or it came from Italian immigrants that were trying to create something here that was... I mean, you really don't get pizza in Italy... New York always claims that they're
some good pizza in New York.
They're the pizza capital.
I've never had Connecticut, so I don't know.
Why are they becoming so aggressive? They tried to claim basketball as theirs yesterday. Mm-hmm. Now they're trying to claim pizza as theirs. Look at that.
Abbeats.
Home of the pizza capital of the United. No, I don't think so.
All right.
So I mean, think the governor of New Jersey is correct.
But yeah, New Haven pizza is pizza that has a distinct flavor that is outside. It's, you know, for me, I would take the New Haven pizza over Chicago deep dish every day of the week.
Oh, I don't like deep dish.
Yeah. Awful. The most overrated thing.
But yeah, I hate the sauce on top. Disgusting.
Really? It takes an hour. Yeah.
And Curtis, I don't even think that classifies in the, you know, when you think of pizza, I think of like Northeast places, Connecticut, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, obviously. So because then they got some pizza out of Detroit or whatever, but I've never had Connecticut pizza. People say it's really good. I mean,
it's very good.
I always look at the style. When I think the New York style of pizza, thinner, I like what Santapio's does. They put the cornmeal on the bottom, but I think of
it's
like.
It's kind of like that. I think New Haven style is kind of like that.
Yeah.
They cut it like in small little pieces, like square pieces.
Right, but you like the bar pizza.
I do. Yes, we've covered that.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I went into Poopsie's.
Yeah.
Oh, spot. What a unique spot.
Yeah. Isn't it the best?
I walked in there. I thought I went back in time.
It's unbelievable. Cash only.
Yep.
You got a jukebox, I think, probably still playing music there. That place is great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very dark.
Yes. James loved it.
Yeah. Is that New Haven pizza that we're seeing right now on Twitch?
Yeah. That looks good.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh, that looked good.
Slow your roll, Connecticut.
That looked good.
Abbeats.
Hunter Biden will plead guilty to 9 tax-related charges.
Oh.
He is now facing 17 years in prison and a fine of as much as $1.35 million.
Will he do any jail time?
Well, the sentencing is scheduled for December 16th.
Okay. All right.
So, but this move is obviously so Hunter doesn't need to face a trial.
Yeah. Okay. So, he ain't going to do no jail time.
I feel like there's probably a pardon coming.
I would guess so.
Daddy going to help him out on that one.
Okay. All right.
This next story has me spooked. There is a concern over the Wuhan lab yet again. Uh-oh. This time, the worry is that they may have leaked a highly evolved strain of polio in 2014.
Oh.
I had a long conversation with Greg about this.
Courtney was in a panic this morning in the office.
All right.
Do they just randomly leak these viruses, or is anybody going to stop them, or how does this happen?
So they just made this correlation because a bombshell new study suggests that the polio strain infected a 4-year-old boy during a viral outbreak in China, and it's 99% identical to the polio variant that was stored in Wuhan.
Are they blaming it on another bad batch of bat soup, or who are they blaming it on this time?
I think they're blaming it on Wuhan.
Okay.
Be careful.
Get in trouble.
All right.
Charles Barkley is keeping his promise. Barkley promised $1 million to St. Mary's Academy in New Orleans earlier this year if a student could solve the Pythagorean theorem.
This is like Scott's Tots.
All right.
Yeah. It is true.
Two gals have solved the mathematical problem.
Really?
And Barkley is already sending checks. He's already fulfilled half of $1 million for them.
And famously, Michael Scott gave all the kids he promised the college tuition laptop chargers.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that he did.
We can now hear from the two students who solved the problem.
Our teacher approached us and was like, hey, you might be able to actually present this. I was like, are you joking? But she wasn't. So we went, I got up there, we presented, and it went well, and it blew up. Probably because we're African-American, one, and also women in our age. Of course, our age has probably played a big part. I'd like to actually be celebrated for what it is. Like, it's a great mathematical achievement.
Hmm. Yep.
So has nobody ever done it?
No, it's been done before. But
well, can't you just Google
they
it?
Teach this.
You have to like you have to present your work and stuff. That's
okay.
The whole.
Well, can't you Google that?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I'm very confused about this.
Like if I knew Charles Barkley was like, hey, I'm going to give somebody $1 million to solve this problem, and I was in high school, I'd be like, Googling it, copy paste, Charles.
That's a good point. I mean, I don't know if he can Google it or not.
I'm just asking the question.
Yeah. I mean, Wikipedia alone has a million different ways to break this thing down. Like I remember talking about this in math classes in college. I guess I don't quite understand the big deal.
All right.
I'm confused. I'm a little confused.
Is that the thing that was on the board that Will Hunting solved?
Probably.
All right. Yeah.
Okay.
This next story is very interesting. Nikki, a British woman, was on vacation in Turkey when she found out that her cat, Ted, sadly had died. Oh. Her cat sitter, through Ring camera footage, presented the body of Ted to, you know, ID him. And then they cremated Ted. Mm. Elise, the cat sitter, was shocked when Ted then came through the cat door just days later after he was cremated.
Oh.
It turns out that a lookalike got cremated and not Ted.
Oh, just like a Jinxie cat
thing. So Ted is alive and well. Okay. The other cat, unnamed,
not so well.
We can hear what Elise had to say.
So it's been a rollercoaster of emotions on holiday, and we're told that our cat has passed away. And 4 days later, we find out that he's actually alive and walk through the cat flap.
There you go.
I just got all a pudge, so if that's another dog, I will demand a massive refund.
Yeah, because the bill is, you get billed for that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to get another dog, Curtis?
Not for a while? Yeah, maybe. I don't know. We'll
see. Do it.
Yeah. I do love the work that Sensei did.
I have to get something to hang it up back here.
Are you going to hang it in the studio?
Yeah, I'm going to hang it right behind where he used to be.
That should hang in this studio forever, that Sensei artistic rendition of Pudge. It was unbelievable.
And can I just say, the people that listen to the show are just so genuinely kind. Like, yeah. I have never been so caught off guard by just genuine decency of people that just sent notes or, like... It was obviously people are struggling with far more, and I'm very grateful that this is the most difficult thing I've ever had to overcome in terms of a loss. But the people that listen to the show are remarkably kind.
I suspect up in the mailroom you have several packages that I think are probably either challenge coins or police patches for James.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
You should go grab those.
I will. Well, I think Jackson put some on eBay.
Did you have Pudge cremated?
Do you
have like a nice little shrine and urn?
Yeah, so I said we had to get photos for it, but got his paw prints.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Yes. Okay. Anything else, Courtney?
That's it for the news.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. You're welcome. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It, a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, including what Aaron Rodgers said about what he expects from himself this season. And he is certainly, you know who Aaron Rodgers is a huge fan of? Aaron Rodgers. Oh. And so we will hear that audio coming up in just a little bit. Right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Chiefs win the first game of the NFL season after a wild final play that saw Lamar Jackson find Isaiah Likely in the back of the end zone for what looked like it could be a possible touchdown. But it was overturned as Likely's toe was just a hair out. Final score 27-20. Patrick Mahomes completed 20 of 28 passes for 291 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Lamar Jackson completed 26 of 41 for 273 yards and a score.
Mahomes is a bad, bad man. Man, I'll tell you what, I'm not. I'll say it. I'll keep saying, don't bet against Mahomes. And if their defense continues to play like, okay, you know, Chris Jones is a problem. Three-peat is looking really real. I disagree with D-Mac.
Yeah, we'll get to D-Mac's audio. There's audio from – there's actually a lot of NFL insiders who are boldly suggesting that it is impossible to three-peat. So,
I mean, the Patriots would have if not for a decision to bench a cornerback.
Yeah, I mean, it's never been done. And so I guess that says how difficult it is. But,
yep.
They are off to a good start, at least.
They are. NFL has another matchup tonight, this time in Brazil. Packers and Eagles facing off at 8:15. And your Pats will be in Cincinnati at 1 on Sunday. We talked to Jelani Tavai already. We'll talk to Nick Kostos about his picks in the NFL this weekend. And like I asked Jelani, Curtis gave me that tip that the Bengals are 1-7 in their first 2 weeks since 2020. So let's see if the Pats can capitalize on that.
And the Bengals have the biggest game of the year coming up the week after against those Chiefs. Could be looking ahead.
Yep. And my apologies, Chime. Bengals. The Sox are back in action tonight. 7:10 first pitch against the White Sox with Nick Pivetta getting the start at Fenway. You can hang out with Coop at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Tyler Murray have the call in the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app.
Chimer, little clarification for you on the Subaru of New England text line. I don't know if it's accurate or not, but those two girls were apparently the first to solve the Pythagorean theorem using trigonometry. So that would be, I guess, math not my thing. Neither was school, obviously.
All right.
Because I didn't graduate from high school, but apparently does that sound like a reasonable explanation for why they got the million?
I was under the impression that's kind of how you broke it down in the first place, but I guess not. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Right.
I'm not exactly sure. I don't have all the details, so I can't.
Well, you were sort of suggesting yourself as a math expert.
Yeah.
Well, I did originally go to college to be math major. I have taken classes like elemental differential equations. To toot my own horn.
Y plus X equals Z.
Sounds exactly like you're tooting your own.
Uh-huh.
Y equals MX plus B.
All right. There you go.
Slope of the line.
There you go.
Good point in the Twitch. I should clarify that the Packers and Eagles facing off tonight at 8:15 exclusively on Peacock.
Yep. Right. You got to get the QR code and you got to figure out how to get the thing set up on your television. And this is going to be the way. You're going to have to pay for every single NFL game going forward. Sooner than you think.
Hook your thing up, Greg.
I'll hook my thing.
And you don't have to worry about anything.
I don't
think
you should be talking about this the airwaves.
We're not talking about anything. I'm just telling him to hook his thing up.
Okay.
You talking about it.
I have not brought it up once. You keep bringing it up.
I'm telling him to hook his thing up.
Okay.
Is that code?
Yes.
Yes.
Peacock does have an offer right now, a discount. TGIF is the code, $4.99.
Oh, by the way, caught a couple episodes of The Perfect Couple on Netflix yesterday.
All right.
I like it.
It's so good.
I have a slight problem.
Uh-oh.
Which is a lot of it was filmed in Chatham.
Yeah.
Not Nantucket. It takes place in Nantucket.
Mm-hmm.
The ferry scenes were very annoying.
Yes.
That is not the Nantucket ferry. It's not the straight wharf that you see. It's really...
Correct.
It just it gets in my head. It's like...
Oh, okay.
You know, it's like when they have subtitles.
Yeah.
Like I can't... They should... If you're going to make a Netflix movie about a murder on Nantucket... Film it on Nantucket.
They weren't allowed to.
What do you mean they weren't allowed to?
They weren't allowed to. They did get some good footage like of downtown, which is different because if you ever watched Luckiest Girl Alive, that end was supposed to be on Nantucket too, and it was clearly not Nantucket, and the ferry that they took was like a little dinghy. So it was, at least it was the High Line.
No, I can't do that. I used to watch City on the Hill, and they did that with Boston.
It is so good.
I know in the Twitch chat I'm being called a hardo.
Uh-huh.
I know. It just bothers me.
It bothers me.
But it's
like
good.
It's really good.
Nicole Kidman is excellent, and Liev Schreiber is also very good in it.
Do you have a notion of who you are going with? Who done it?
I think it was. It's way too early for us to say anything about it. Let's let people catch up.
Okay.
This is a whodunit again, huh?
Yeah.
A cliffhanger.
The Subaru of New England all-wheel drive away is going on now. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Fun obscure reference on that topic. Dawson's Creek, they said it was the Cape, filmed in North Carolina.
Yep.
Really hoodwinked all of us. 64 degrees, sunny afternoon, high 74.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Twitch people are so cool sometimes. See that person in there?
I do.
Courtney?
I do.
I like to sing along with songs. I don't know what to tell you.
Lindsay likes your quirks.
This person says, how does Lindsay see that and say, ooh, I want it? Like, I hate to break it to you. Unbelievable personality. Great sense of humor.
Right.
Very modest.
I mean, pretty basic. It's called attraction. Animal-like attraction.
There you go. Yep.
Right. How many dresses did you buy for the wedding?
Well, we're returning some of them, Curtis.
Oh, good.
Slightly worn.
That's an IOU.
Slightly worn.
As long as there's no stains on it, you'll be fine.
Oh my God.
It could be from anything. Get your mind out of the gutter. It could be food. Yeah. It could be anything.
Monica Lewinsky. Right.
I never said Monica Lewinsky.
That's what you were.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
It depends on what the definition of is.
You notice how everybody always goes, I say something, but you instantly go where the place that you want to go with it.
He is the purveyor of low-hanging fruit.
No, and it seems like everybody else is right there with me.
This is Bob from Londonderry. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys, good morning, and ladies, enjoy the show.
Thank you.
I was just calling in because after watching, it just reminded me of how dire straits New England is. I feel so bad for these fans who spend their money to go watch the product on the field this year.
You're talking about watching last night's game?
Oh, yeah. There's talent. Now, last night, I don't care if you like either of the teams. Boy, it's a very, very – the talent level is second to none.
Yep.
I know they're the best in the league.
Yep.
But this is just – this year, that just solidified. This year, you better be prepared because I think it's going to be worse than anyone could even think, and it's going to be very boring, even when they win.
Yeah. Mm. Well, Wiggy said it earlier. He started the show, basically.
you watch that game, or it was your lead, I guess.
Yeah.
You watch that game and you realize how far away your New England Patriots are from being that, either of those teams last night.
But the caller makes a great point. Like, even tonight, right, the Green Bay Eagles game, there's just so much, you know, I don't want to use the word drama because it's not, but there's just so many interesting things about the game. We get to see what Jordan Love's look like. How good can Green Bay be? Yeah. Philadelphia. You start to just look.
Yeah, Philadelphia, basically a playoff team that went in and head coaching-wise, got rid of their entire coaching staff and redid everything. It's you're right. It's just so.
Nah.
It's like the outlook is just not. Great right now.
And who asked the question yesterday? I can't remember who asked it. Like, are people going to be watching? Are they going to be interested?
Yes,
no.
I am.
No.
What do you mean?
Because there's nothing interesting about it.
Week one, people are going to be interested no matter. Yes, they are, Wiggy.
Look at the week one matchups, right? And, like, the interest level. We talked about last night's game. We talked about Green Bay, Philadelphia. When you look at the Steelers and Falcons, right, there's an interest level there. Oh, could the Falcons really be good? What's the Steelers quarterback situation going to look like? The Bills and Cardinals, same thing. You got Josh Allen. What's that going to look like? And Kyler Murray and Marvin Harrison Jr. with the Patriots?
There's none of that feeling. And Wiggy is so right. You know, I watched that game last night, and obviously Patrick Mahomes is one of two people on the planet that's the best at what he's done. But what we had here for two decades was a feeling like you were never out of a game. We all think about Super Bowl 51. We think about the comebacks against the Ravens in the playoffs, all that. But there were Browns regular season games, Saints regular season games, where they were down 10 points with 2 minutes left and they'd win. Now, if Joe Burrow takes the Bengals down the field, or Bongles, whatever the word is, on Sunday, and the Patriots go down 14-3 in the second quarter, does anybody think they're going to come back and win it?
No.
No.
There will be interest at the beginning of the game. There will not be interest at the end.
Like, I know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyway. Would there be that excitement if Drake May were starting?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. And that. Right. And, but if you, that's why I said I'm just looking at every game. Like, even the Bears-Titans, there's excitement to see, like, okay, what's Caleb Williams look like?
By the way, Bill Belichick, not a fan of Caleb Williams.
No,
but he was right, though. Like, they were gushing about how accurate he was, and then Bill's like, you mean when he was 10 for 20?
Right.
Savage.
Right. I'm sure the Bears regret not hiring Bill, Captain Optimism.
All right, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up the dumb bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to start this morning, Shine?
Well, Greg, you've teased it a few times this morning, so we have to hear from Aaron Rodgers. Ahead of this season, he's really ready. And as you have stated, he is a pretty big fan of Aaron Rodgers.
Petty and that, you know, I mean, I've always kind of played with something on my shoulder. You got to, you know, manufacture things from time to time. But, yeah, I mean, it kind of goes back to the prove it. Who would I need to prove to? Just myself at this point. So, but I have a lot of pride in my performance. So when I take the field, I expect greatness. And because I've done it before, and so that's kind of standard to hold myself to.
God, what a raging narcissist.
At least that's
when I take the field, I expect greatness.
When I take the field, yeah. I expect greatness.
Right.
Do you know the people that most listen to criticism are the ones that tell you they don't hear it?
How can you say, like, the last time you won a Super Bowl was 2011.
Mm-hmm.
There are great, 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 great quarterbacks right now in the league. Mm-hmm. And, like, so you got to relax a bit. You're not the only one.
When I take the field, I expect a torn ACL because I'm 90.
Popped Achilles.
Do you think there's any part of Aaron Rodgers that views his career as an underachievement?
Yes. Yes.
That's a good question.
Thank you, Wiggs.
That is a good question.
When I take the field, I expect greatness.
Like, he might not.
I don't think he does. He
really? Not. You think that he's like this career, top
great
notch?
Career.
He's had how many MVPs? He's made how much money? Like, that's why I have so much respect for Mahomes.
Mm.
Nobody cares how many yards he threw for last night. Nobody's going to care how many touchdown passes he has this season. He wants to get 8 championships.
Mm.
That's the only thing that drives him. And as a fan, unless you're playing fantasy, The only thing you care about is your team winning. But with Aaron Rodgers, the goals have always been separate. It's been him first. Then it happens to be good for the team. That's fine.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness.
What about we?
Right.
When we take the field, we expect greatness. That's right. The way you could have said that.
The play that defines his career, in my view, is when the Packers were down 8 late in the NFC Championship in 2020, and he could have run into the end zone, but instead chucked it at the feet of a receiver at the goal line. Then they kick a field goal and never see the ball again and lose the game.
Isn't it weird, though, like nationally people came at Jason Tatum's neck when he talked at all about an MVP, and they were like, all he cares about is himself. All he cares about is himself. Yeah. The team all must hate each other. Nationally for Aaron Rodgers, it's like,
yeah,
great quarterback.
Right. All right, what's next, Shine?
Next, Greg, as we talked about earlier, it is going to be very difficult for the Kansas City Chiefs to three-peat, but a lot of people believe they can do it. One of the guys who believes they absolutely will not is former New England Patriot, our friend Devin McCourty.
There's a reason there's never been a three-peat, because it's hard to bring everybody back. You look at the defense. L'Jarius Sneed is now gone. How are they going to be able to handle that? So you ask me, I was on the Patriots. 3 times we went to the Super Bowl. No three-peat. This Kansas City Chiefs team, are they good? Yes. Three-peat? Absolutely not. You got to think about this. When the offseason hits, what does every team do? You don't try to build a good team. You build a team that can beat
The champion.
You look at the Ravens. They went and got Derrick Henry. Why? To play against this team and try to beat them. So I just think across the whole league, 31 teams, they're only thinking about beating you. That's why three-peat's so hard.
They're different, though, this squad here. The other
Tom
teams
Brady
that
wasn't
locker.
Different.
He
Troy
is.
Aikman wasn't different.
But you guys are awesome. You know that ultimate respect.
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that New England Patriots players would tend in that direction, those that were a part of the dynasty and were unable to three-peat. But, I mean,
with all due respect to Chris Sims, like, shut up, dude. Let Devin McCourty talk. You sucked as a player and you suck as an analyst.
I think they could do it, though.
Also, how did Collinsworth's kid get that job?
Who knows?
You know.
And it feels like Chris Sims was a bring your son to work day and Phil never brought him back. Like, he's just stuck.
All right, what else, Sean?
Let's pivot out of football here for a moment, Greg. Let's go to hockey. The Boston Bruins have started practicing. They've been meeting with the media. One guy who met with the media yesterday would be Elias Lindholm.
Ah!
Brand new Boston Bruin.
Yes!
Our own Scott McLaughlin asked him how he's enjoying the city.
Okay.
There was also a follow-up about how he likes the traffic.
Ah!
Here was Elias's opinion on the city.
It's been good. I think, obviously, been here for a month now. I think you know, the weather has been nice. City's been really nice to explore and you know, kind of settle in our place. So so far it's so good. So we're excited.
What do you think of driving in the traffic?
Yeah, it's a little different from what I'm used to, but it'll take time to get used to. But I think you know, I think this week has been a little bit busier, but yeah, it's fine. I think it's. Not a huge fan, but I'll get through it.
Nope, you'll never get used to it.
Yep, been here 40 years.
Get on a blue bike.
Not a huge fan, but I'll get through it.
Make sure you get the gray one, though. Where's he from? Did he play in Ottawa? Is that where he
came
from?
I think the Seaport.
No, he played in Vancouver.
Vancouver, okay.
Is he living in the Seaport? I mean, all those guys live in the Seaport.
Right,
oh. I thought they were the North End, the Bruins guys.
They've all come over.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
The younger ones.
Charlie McAvoy's right there.
The younger ones and Greg.
I think, like, Marchand is still in the North.
He probably knows.
I see Charlie Coyle. He and I both are old man walking at the same time very frequently.
But if you are in the Seaport,
do you often get confused for him?
His gait is a little bit quicker than mine.
All right.
Do you say hi when you pass?
Yeah, he's got the dogs.
That's nice.
Charlie, no issues there. I keep seeing Grizzlick in the elevator. It's very uncomfortable.
Still?
I don't say anything. I don't know what I'm
supposed to say. No, what can you say?
He doesn't say anything either.
Just give him the head nod.
Used to be like a hi, how you doing?
Right.
I have an idea. Rip the existence of pumpkin flavors right now. Be like, oh, isn't it awful? It's already Halloween signs.
All right. Is that they said it?
That is they said it today, Greg.
Okay. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports.
When are we doing the Survivor pool?
Well, we got to get everybody to buy in.
We have to give ours before we leave?
We could do it next in hopes that everybody would. I think Jones and Kiefer probably here, so they'd be in.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that Arcand and Hart would be in. Mm-hmm. Those guys would be in.
Well, we could play the jingle and maybe see.
We could. You mean the afternoon? In the afternoon.
Right. It's like the bat signal.
WEEI in the afternoon. I would assume those guys are in.
Oh, yeah.
I would guess they're. All right. So you want to make our picks next?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Coming up next, WEEI Survivor Pool. So we will assume, Curtis, that we'll get coworker buy-in on the WEEI Survivor, the staff Survivor Pool.
Yes. As executive producer and name only of this radio station, I will ensure it gets done.
Okay. So let's make some picks. I think in any survivor pool throughout this NFL season, the tendency is going to go with whomever the New England Patriots are playing, mm-hmm. unfortunately.
Okay.
But I don't know. Are we going to eliminate that? Are we going to eliminate that as an option? No, we can't.
No, you can't. So can I ask this question? Because I'm not like, if you pick a team in the survivor pool, can you then pick that team again the following
you
week?
You cannot.
Okay, so you can only pick
them once during the NFL season.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh. Greg, I got to tell you, all I know is I have an Aaron Rodgers mentality when I walk into this.
So when I take the field, I expect greatness?
All right, I got my team.
I have mine.
You?
I have mine.
All right, Curtis, you want to go first?
I would love to. In honor of the great Slim Shady and the newest Applebee Employee of the Month. The Detroit Lions are my pick. They face the Rams this weekend. I love the Lions.
Are we going against the spread here? What's the deal?
No.
Just
never
to win?
Spread. Have you ever been in a survivor pool?
I've never been in one.
Spread doesn't matter.
Okay. Just to win. That's
just
fine.
Just the dub. All right.
I mean.
Well, that's a good one, Curtis.
Thank you.
So that's a point.
I thought you were like the host of NFL Sunday here on Football Sunday on WEEI.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Okay.
So now Curtis
WEEI
can't
Football Sunday.
What time does that start Sunday?
10 a.m. Sunday morning.
Are you the de facto host? Are you the one?
No. I am
who's the one?
I believe that would be Christian Arcand.
Okay. Mego is the two.
Yep.
You are the three.
Yep. I'm there to chime in and do some trendings.
Okay.
Gonna have some fun.
That's an important role.
Damn right it is.
All right. So now, Curtis, you can't pick them for the rest of the year.
No, until the Super Bowl, baby.
Until the Super Bowl. Okay. All right. So I got to be strategic with this pick.
Then. Jared Goof, as he was once called.
Man.
I'm ready.
Go for it, Courtney.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to take the Bills.
Nice.
Ooh.
Over the Cardinals.
That's it.
Love that for you.
Bills gone for the year.
Yep.
Okay.
Is the strategy to maybe not pick the good teams?
No.
Now you can't,
the strategy is to stay alive.
Right, right.
Correct.
But if you like with the Bills, they're a good football team, so now you lost them early in the season.
If you think you're going to, you can, this is week one, so obviously there's weird things that occurred. But you can pick, if you think that there's a team that you have high confidence in, regardless of who the opponent is, you can certainly pick them.
All right.
I got mine I'm ready.
I'm leaning toward picking the Cowboys over the Browns.
I like that. Shockingly, they are now plus 2.5 point underdogs in that game.
They
are? Yeah. They opened it before the season start, or like a couple weeks ago, they were 2.5 point favorites. Now 2.5 point underdogs, shockingly enough.
Can I ask a question?
Of course.
Do they need to cover, or do they just need to win?
Just win. No spread.
Can I just say this?
Did you not just hear Sean?
No, I didn't.
Great. Now I'm going to have bread with a spread on it for lunch. What?
Curtis? Clap back in the Twitch chat. There's no pick for the Super Bowl. I know, Nimrod. It's just the regular season, and whoever is the last person standing, there is no predetermined date when it ends. If everybody picked a team that lost but won this weekend, then the person who didn't would win the survivor pool in week two. God,
for me, I hate doing it because, lived here my entire life. It's either Cowboys or Bengals. I may have to. All right, what are you doing?
I'm leaning either Bengals or Falcons, but I'm going Bengals.
You are?
Yeah, I mean, I want to
stay away from that game. The team.
I want to take the easy dub,
though. You played for the team.
I'm trying to survive.
You can't pick against your team.
That's all right. I'm picking. It's an easy. It's the purpose of this game is not to get knocked out. So I'm going Bengals. How would we say it?
Bengals.
Bengals.
Yeah. See, the thing is, you want to, often strategy-wise, you want to save the really good teams for later in the season.
Right, that's why I asked.
Not use them up now.
But sometimes see, the teams you think are going to be, sometimes the teams you think are going to be really good don't end up being really good.
Correct. Right. Is Jackson getting a pick?
Yes.
Yeah, he took Duquesne, which I thought was offensive.
See, but Sean,
Jackson, get in the, join the fellas in the studio. You can make a pick. The more people, the better in this.
I don't think.
What about the Bland manager?
He sucks.
You should send this pick.
I would say this. Usually the
there's growing tension between you and Ken.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. No, I love him. Usually when I kept seeing notifications pop up on social media, I've done something wrong. But this has been the greatest 24 hours because since Courtney's big story, I've been inundated with people enraged that the Red Sox and Sam Kennedy may be interested in buying the Celtics, and they make me laugh out loud. It's just amazing. Literally 1,000 people have done some emoji of them falling off a cliff when reacting to the news. All right, Jackson, what's your pick here for the Survivor Pool?
I'm going to go with Detroit.
All right, Detroit.
Okay. All right,
there you go. Good Detroit pick. Lions.
We're brothers.
Right. Curtis' team. Yep. And I don't think Cincinnati's going to be that good.
No, I haven't. Nobody's asked me
what
that
do you
yet,
got, Sean?
I'm going to take Jim Harbaugh and the Los Angeles Chargers over the Las Vegas Raiders. Easy money.
Okay. All right.
Give it to me.
All right. I'm going Cowboys. I might as well. Something different. I'll save whoever.
It's a good game.
I'll save the Cincinnati Bengals for when I really need them.
I don't think they're going to be good, though, Cincinnati. See, so I don't mind wasting
you
them
don't?
Early. No. I don't mind wasting them early. I think they're going to beat the Patriots, but I don't. When I say I don't think they're going to,
they have the Chiefs next week.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to be a. I don't know. There's just something about Jamar Chase is up in the air. Joe Burrow coming off an injury. I don't really know how I feel about them. I think they beat the Patriots, and it seems like I've never done a Survivor Pool, but based off the name, I want to be last man standing.
All right. Well, we'll get Jones and Keefe in here at 9:45 and get theirs. We will talk to Nick Costos coming up at 9:30, and I have, if all goes well, I have a mystery guest for all of you and for the audience. Sports related.
Sports adjacent?
Snow. No. You can't get more sporty than this one.
Oh, God.
Sports.
You cannot get more sporty than this.
Wow.
Curtis, you're gonna be enthralled.
Oh, they don't try to be like actually
sports.
So we'll get to our mystery guest next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.